I don't think so.
Well, you start, you already started telling me a couple of these things. I wonder if you just tell me what buildings you have on your farm right now.
Well, on this farm, I've got a what I call the dairy barn and the silo, milk house connected, and then I have a stock barn, the silo connected, 28 mile space. This is commonly called the bank barn. The stock barn is called in this locality a bank barn. That's a above and below. So.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And,
it's all right.
Then I have a hog house. I call it a hog house. And a lot of people would call it a hog barn.
Uh-huh.
That's for a farrowing house.
Uh-huh.
And then I have a big machine shed and corn cribs. One's a double corn crib with a customary built around here in Indiana is your regular two double with a driveway through them. And the other one is more or less a drying crib. It's put up by, been more or less a temporary. A lot of people have built them in this locality for a long, narrow crib, and the man that built this crib, his idea was to have a machine shed with a lean-to attached to it, which comes in a mighty handy piece of equipment to have to shove your equipment under in a hurry, and that's that building you noticed out there not long ago.
Uh-huh.
And that can be used for almost any purpose you want to use it, see. It's just, I wouldn't know hardly how to express it. It's a utility building would be what it's
called.
And then we have a pole shed put up for machine shed. That's a pole type building. It's a new one. It's one of the latest put up by the Marority from Pole Barn.
Is that this one you?
Yeah, that's the one I
that we were in. Yeah, a nice big one.
It's a new one. One of the first that I've seen of what they call their pillar beam construction. That means instead of the round posts that they used to use, they put up a square post, which makes it easier and it's neater looking and all.
Hmm.
And, with the windows in the roof, or not a plastic, transparent
plastic.
Yeah,
I noticed them.
Windows, it makes a nice, gives you plenty of light without window space.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
I don't know, present time, I'm using I'm in a program here of just feeder cattle and hogs. I'm using the dairy barn to feed cattle. That's hay bunks in, taking out the stanchions. We're just feeding cattle, and I'm trying to raise quite a few hogs. Don't worry about the milk and the cows. That's our problem. We like to stay away with them.
Oh, yeah. How about what are some of the different animals you have? You mentioned.
Well, I'm raising Holstein heifers now. We'll sell those as springing heifers from just before they're ready to have their calves. That's a project I've got on right now. And then we're farrowing